For the Purpose Critique, Education, and Review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
Hey, we're hitting it with another Magic Monkey Mania number 34 podcast.
Wow, I can't believe it has grown over the last 2 years plus, actually, 34 podcasts.
34 podcasts we're up to on this one.
And you can never go wrong with the monkeys because everybody... loves the monkeys.
Yeah, how can you not enjoy the monkeys? I mean, Mickey Dolenz just released his orchestrated live album called, you know, From Out of Nowhere, which was recorded in Salem, Oregon at the Rice Center Auditorium. Okay. But here's the funny thing, okay? This is the record label is out of England called 7A Records. And it says Salem, Oregon. But here's the thing. From Oregon, I know the real story. It's not recorded in Salem. It's recorded in a small town just adjacent to that called Monmouth and Independence.
Oh.
Two towns that butt up right next to each other, street level and everything, okay?
Kind of like the city line.
Yes. And what's funny is, I'm pretty sure I got this right, in Independence, it is a town where you can buy alcohol. But in history, Monmouth, which is where Southern Oregon University is, it is a dry town.
So all the college kids went over the line.
You can walk across the street to get your alky.
And walk it back. Wow.
But it was at Rice Auditorium, which was there on the university at Monmouth.
The dry side.
Wow. So it wasn't actually Salem, Oregon. It was actually Monmouth, Oregon. I'm 99% sure. I'm going to say it. But so... I used to rollerblade around there and go hang out and stuff.
So you heard it live from the Senior Nerdling Podcast narrator / bringing you the news of what really went on during this time.
Yeah, I know they got to plug it in a big town, Salem, Oregon. Yes. It's the capital of Oregon. But it's actually about 45 minutes to an hour, depending if you get behind the hayseed wagon. It's actually in Monmouth / Independence, Oregon.
Wow. See, you heard it here about Independence, Oregon versus Salem.
So, we're wrapping up. We've been listening to Kirshner's Revenge. You can't find these tracks anywhere else on the internet. I've looked. Luckily, I found links, and I was able to download them. So, eventually, when we get to the very last disc... we're going to upload them and let people have them again.
One question. I wonder if any monkey fans, hopefully you guys are okay in the California fires because
yes,
I
hopefully.
Know they recorded stuff out there and I hope nothing related to the monkeys gets damaged because you never know who's got some kind of collection that went up in smoke that us nerds aren't going to get to see because of, you know.
That's true.
Uncontrolled events because you hear all the time somebody finds like this or this about somebody. And you're just like, oh, I hope nothing got... you know, the Mabel's Doomsday Vault. I hope nothing was destroyed that we want to hear that's hidden, that's gone forever.
Well, we got a lot. Well, let's get into we got the last track of the first CD, which is kind of fitting because it is, for Pete's sakes, the closing theme song, which was the Monkees episodes. So. That is so cool to have a clean, crisp copy of that, because I remember when I became a monkey fan, you'd take my old boombox, put it up on next to the TV speakers, and be like, oh, cool, a different song. I've never heard this one before. Kind of referred to as Endless Generation, but it's actually called For Pete's Sakes.
Kind of like life, For Pete's Sakes.
For Pete's Sakes. Which gets us into the first track of the second CD, which is also fitting, I think. This is Theme from the Monkees. Version 3 track, backing track, mono. Can you get all that?
Just want to hear it because this is great.
This is one of the versions that's not floating around in the Rhino Records collection
nice.
Set.
So.
like that because you got to bring the guitar at the end, you know?
I like the fact that they have a short intro and it's over. It's just like, you know, it's like,
yeah.
It's just, you're getting going and it's over. It's like, I want more.
And yeah, we got the clear versions of
the
these.
Not the clear version.
Not the boombox held up at the TV version.
The crystal clear version.
Now, for example, we were talking about crystal clear, better versions. Steam Engine, the Monkees song Steam Engine, which they did do live on their 50th anniversary tour, first time ever. This song finally came out, I believe it was 1979, on an Australian Greatest Hits collection, two LPs. But the version they put out sounded like it came from somebody that put the boombox up next to the TV speaker. And slowly more cleaner versions have been coming out. Mickey did do a re-recording of it, which is an interesting piece of history, in 1976 when the Monkees put out their Christmas song that they did with Chip Douglas.
Oh, okay. From
The Turtles.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Producer of The Turtles.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh my gosh, My Three Sons.
Yes.
You know, the Douglases.
Different Chip. Different Chip Douglas.
Oh my God.
But let's play this one. This is Steam Engine backing track and backing vocals. You know, I mean, I don't think there is a proper backing track of Steam Engine out there on any collection yet, if at all.
I think this is just something that, like you say, was done, creative, going out there, and this is just going to net them more and more and more
popularity. You know,
just keep going.
It's a nice collection because whoever snuck in got this. I think they got caught, but they put it out. And so, but now it lives in the internet, and we're able to pass it around and make it viable for everybody.
Yes, and who knows if it wasn't on purposely leaked, like we say. They say, oh,
that's true. That's
this
true.
Person's staying at this hotel, and it's leaked out because they want the publicity. Who knows?
Because my intent is to take all the tracks, put them together, make it a not on YouTube, I don't like YouTube, put it on Vimeo probably, or maybe, I don't know, one of the other video services, and share with it. You know, hey.
Run with it, do it, and we have to do one plug for ourselves here now.
Oh, for, Road Rage Santa.
Yes.
Our friend, new friend, he lives here in Vegas, Doug Messina. He has recorded what's going to be the new Christmas classic, a song called Road Rage Santa. It's on YouTube, and we're selling it for him exclusively through our podcast.
And I'll tell you one thing. This is going to be better than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer or The one we played Leroy on earlier the Redneck podcast. Reindeer. Yes, yeah. This is in good company contention to get up there to be one of the classics. I think this is going to be the new classic because it makes you smile.
It's one of those things because we're there standing with it first. Yes. You know? So go download it. It's only 99 cents. It gives a little encouragement to Doug. Doug's an interesting guy. We did an interview with him, and he told us how he suffers from Asperger's disease.
Yes, that's a very interesting thing.
I guess not a disease, but condition. Yes, or something.
And the bizarre thing is he works in his field, and he's got to deal with clients.
Yeah.
And it's just like he cracks a lot of jokes because of getting it, and people are like, cool, and nobody looks down on him, and nobody looks...
He's a very nice guy, very pleasing to talk to. In other words,
great talented gentleman who has a genius with this song, in all honesty. This is pure genius of his creativity.
He really is. Yeah, he really is. So go, we'll link it on again in our podcast. Go buy it. Road Rage Santa. Which brings us to our next track of Kirshner's Revenge. P.O. Box 9847, a voice and hard written tune. Here's an alternate stereo mix of it.
Handsome single young man, well respected in his town, seeks a fine young lady from a similar background. Generous, responsible, successful man of means, socialize with presidents and queens. Reply, P.O. Box 9847. I've described me very poorly. Better try again. Quiet, sincere gentleman, well-rounded and mature. Fond of music and the arts, loves the theater. Educated, sensitive, a traveler of the world, wants to meet an eligible young girl. Reply, P.O. Box 9847. P.O. Box 9847. Affectionate and true, looking for a girl to share his dreams and make them true. Humble, loving, sensitive, considerate and shy. Only sincere ladies need reply. P.O. Box 9847. P.O. Box 9847. Typing, throw it all away.
That echoing out there, you can tell. They are monkeys from the 60s because it's got that. It's like taking your first. I never did ecstasy, all honesty, but that's got to be what acid, LSD, ecstasy is a trip. Don't do it.
It's almost got, it's like a little bit of back. There's, there's one version of Words where they did a little backwards taping on it. That one's got just a hint of it just there, you know? Just like hints. But that's kind of a good lead in for the word psychedelic because it brings us into the next track, which is Star Collector. One of the first songs that ever had the Moog synthesizer on it. when it was invented.
That was back in 64 or 68?
66.
Okay, I'm halfway in between.
66, 67. Mickey got like the fourth one ever manufactured, given to him. He took it into the studio, and this is what they did with it. And this is going to be kind of cool because this is just the backing track of Star Collector. There's other four or five vocal versions, but just the bare bones. About halfway through that, you can hear the Moog synthesizer. It's a whole new clarity,
That's a very different word, a Moog.
Moog. I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's M-O-O-G.
It sounds Moog. Like a Moog. I'm just saying, just like I heard of an agate for the first time.
Yeah.
Learn different words here on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network.
Brings us to our next track. I think we're going to do, two more? Sound good?
Sound good. This is our Magic Monkeymania.
Number 34. So if you know a Monkees fan, pass it along.
Pass it along.
Because, I mean, we respect the other Monkees podcasts, what they do. It's all wonderful. But my goal here is to try to play more hard-to-find, rare stuff that you're not going to hear in the Rhino record collections.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a meteor creator.
Meteor crater.
It's one of those things you sign, it just hits it and gets buried, but the crater...
Mike says meteor crater because that's my baseball cap.
But that's the truth, though. It's like if you look up, it just hit me in the face and you take it and you use it. It's like it hits the earth, bang, you don't know what's going to happen after thousands of years. This is what produced Monkey Magic Mania 34. Now we have two more to go.
So here is a song it's a Davy Jones song. It's called Opening Night. This is the Demo Mono Remix Edit. I'm going to hear this because he has a few versions of this, I believe, or at least one other version on his website, on his Bandcamp. Let's take it.
Fine.
say, can I say it, make it mine? Just look at me, I'm suddenly shaking all over. I'm wondering just how it will feel when it's over. It's almost time to step into the line. I'm shaking, but I know it's gonna be together for opening night. Get yourself together, gonna do it right. Get yourself together for opening night. Get yourself together, gonna do it right. Get yourself together for opening a night.
Okay, you know what? I mean, we're talking about, that's almost like a lounge act. I want to dub some crickets in the end of that at the end.
Yeah, because that's like 70s Howard Johnson, Hojo's, yeah. And you know, the cigarettes, like you picture people walking out with their TWA bags coming in, playing a lounge act, airport, the big tip jar, nothing in it.
Detroit, Howard Johnson's airport is proud to present Davy Joe, and there's nobody.
Yeah. Like, and a couple dollars in the chip jar that the entertainer put in.
And the waitress's name is Cookie.
Yeah, or Flo with the beef hide.
Flo, yeah. Because you were watching Blues Brothers.
Yes.
And I can't remember what the name, I'm brain farting.
I am too, because I only saw half of it. Yeah.
But that's probably the clearest version I've ever come across of opening night. I've had other versions that poorly on tape and stuff, but that's got to be the golden chalice, the ambrosia of that
song.
Did
you see, I followed J-Lo on Instagram. You know who J-Lo took a picture with the other day besides her boyfriend?
Who?
The Boss, Springsteen.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about cultures clashing, but you have a New York girl, a Jersey boy, even though the boyfriend's in there somewhere, but she took a picture with Springsteen. I just had to get that out.
Nice.
We're not doing Springsteen Unicities, but my jersey just... bang! It flew into my brain.
Well, I think this is, because this is our last one, I think this is bringing us into a good song to wrap this up with for the end of 2017. Daydream Believer, unedited, mastered, no orchestra. Okay?
2018, coming in with Daydream Believer.
No orchestra. This is going to be cool.
7A. What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. Because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. Shaving razors go and it stings.
Whoa, I have never heard that version and put together like that. Right there at the end where he starts like kind of like a outro talking. You know, I'm...
The lost tapes that you never hear of what they talk about in the studio.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
On the fade out. That was cool because it sounds like he started... this is why it's Magic Monkey Mania number 34.